The Brookings City Council votes to make Bonnie Foster the new city clerk. Approval came on a unanimous vote. Foster had been acting city clerk since January and was one of three finalists for the position. Mayor Keith Corbett.
You recall back in June, council directed to advertise for city clerk. And Bonnie, of course, was filling in as acting city clerk at the time. And we did. We had 43 applicants. We narrowed them down to three. Many of you in the room, I know we're at the reception. We had over at the library. And thank you again for all your feedback. So at this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve appointing Bonnie Foster as city clerk.
Councilmember Nick Wendell commented on why he thought it was important to conduct a full-fledged search for the position.
When the council is charged with appointing just three positions, the city clerk, the city attorney, and the city manager, that we do conduct a full, fair, and transparent search. I thought it was important as a council that we use that as an opportunity to consider the position and what the qualifications of the position were. I thought for any candidate coming through a hiring process, it would be most fair and set that individual up for long-term success.
Foster has been acting city clerk since January. Later in the meeting, Councilmember Dan Hansen raised the possibility of changing the way the city clerk is hired. The city charter says it's by council action and is solely their decision. A number of people have asked why the clerk is not selected by the city manager.
We wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we didn't consider that as a city council. Not saying that we have to say yes or no tonight, but I do think that my understanding of the city charter is that we would have to propose an amendment that would, one way to ratify the city charter would be for us to consider an amendment to the city charter, which would then go up for city election.
The next city election is in April. The council voted 6-1 to discuss the possible change at their October 8th meeting. Leah Brink provided the lone no vote.